Blog Talk Radio.
Make me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to him, say it.
Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Yeah, yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there?
You're not a natural being.
Oh, yeah.
Having a spiritual experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Having what?
Living this natural experience.
Good parts every day.
Yeah.
apostle, Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Excuse me. We're going to, but that's what you want to do. You want to become spiritual. And the way you become spiritual is by getting in the Word of God, not in a building, but by getting in the Word of God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she would start us off with a word of prayer, and then we'll go from there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Let me be spiritual. That is my prayer, that I want him to teach me how to be spiritual, allowing the Holy Spirit to guide me and teach me, to teach us all how to be spiritual. Amen, amen. The scripture I like to share, I'll be reading a few of the affirmations today. The first one, I am set free, John 8:31. I am strong in the Lord, Ephesians 6:10. I am dead to sin, Romans 6:1, and also verse 11. I am more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. We are joint heirs with Christ, Romans 8:13. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 1:13. We are in Christ by his doing, 1 Corinthians 1:30. And we are accepted in the beloved, Ephesians 1:6. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you for this day, thanking you for the broadcast, thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. We're thanking you for our pastor, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen him and guide him, Father God, as he teaches truth, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will open up our hearts and minds to this word, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from on high, and then lead us into the path of righteousness according to your word, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would just guide and direct each and every one, Father God, on this broadcast, and Father God, on those that's listening and listening by internet, Father God, we ask that you will order our steps in your word, Father. You said in your word,
yes,
you will supply all of our needs, Father God. Not our wants, but our needs, Father God. And we just ask that you will guide and direct us. Lord, we ask that you would just bless those who ask us to keep them lifted up in prayer and those who are bereaved. Your word teaches us and tells us to trust in you. And to those that are in Christ, you're going to have perfect peace. Father God, be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed, and we're standing on your promises, Father God. Lord, give us that ear to hear today, Father God, and then let us walk according to your word. Teach us to be spiritual. Let us to live spiritual, and let us always stay in the word of God. Keep us all covered under the blood, protecting us from danger, seen and unseen, and we're just giving you praise. We ask that you will strengthen those who've had their second vaccine, Father God, and may they have nothing come up against them, that they will be totally healed completely in the name of Christ Jesus. Now, Lord, have your way as we go into our review today, Father God. May your word illuminate in our hearts, and may we continue to look to you for all our help and strength. We ask it all in the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. I'm being led to ask Evangelist Renee, if she's available, she could give us a spiritual sandwich this morning as we get started here. Get us a little, like, we can chop on, eat on a little something here. Evangelist Sharon. I'm sorry. Evangelist Renee. Wow. Excuse me. Evangelist Renee, could you give us a spiritual sandwich?
Good morning, everyone.
No. Good morning. Praise God.
Morning. Yes. Yes.
And start off with God is good all the time. I'm not A1 this morning, but I'm thanking God. I am blessed. I am one of the ones that had that second shot, and it's got me feeling a little woozy today, but to God be the glory.
All right now.
Find me something for us to chew on here. Okay, we will start with our first piece of bread would be Matthew 6:6. But when you pray, go away by yourself, but shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your private, who sees everything, will reward you. Amen.
Amen.
And the second piece of bread we're gonna put in that sandwich. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Inside that sandwich we're gonna put, by his stripes we are healed. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us.
Mm-hmm.
God is good all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
Everyone have a blessed day.
Amen. You as well. Amen. And we're thanking you for that sandwich. Amen.
Did you, what was the last piece of bread?
The last piece of bread was I kind of gave you a half a sandwich there. The second piece of bread was 1 Peter 3:15.
Okay.
Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. That's the second piece of bread.
Amen.
Yeah. Mhm. Great. Yeah. Inside that bread, we're gonna put. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. By His stripes, we are healed. Just thank you, Jesus, for all your blessings. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, and thank you, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. Our review is about comparing spiritual things with spiritual things.
Yeah.
And that is, like, important, brother and sister, to understand what it means to compare. You know, we did several comparisons, and for some reason or another, that illustration Pastor gave about beans kind of just jumped out at me. So when people say green beans, you know, that may include French beans, that may include string beans, may include snap beans. And I got to thinking about that. You know, she said, you get a whole lot of beans. And that's why it's so important that we understand this word comparison. You know, because, you know, beans, they've been called pole beans. All depends on what part of the country you're from. But when you're doing a comparison, you can't compare this bean here with butter beans.
All right. Say it.
Can't do it. And there's a difference. Okay. So when you do comparison to, like, snap beans, or the common green beans, I guess that's what we call it, you have to do a... And sometimes people, you know, they compare a lot of things. I'm not all into that health things where they want to compare how many vitamins A you get in this and how many vitamin B you get in this and how much energy you get. But see, when people comparing things, that's what they do. They get deep into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. The government make you put something on the label now. Whatever content is in there, because if someone want to do a comparison, they'll have the evidence. They'll have how much fat, how much vitamin A, vitamin B, whatever. See, they're comparing, and they need that information so they can do an adequate and just comparison. You know.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they're going to measure by the bushel or by the pole or what type or, you know, any of that. But that just really hit me when I thought about it. I said, you know what? God gave a good illustration about that bean thing, because when you think about it, you know, you look out there, you see all kinds of that, beans on that one stalk.
Mm-hmm.
But well, what are you going to preach? Let me go on and tell you that. When we read about the spirit, it's not talking about spirits. It's talking about one spirit. Just like you're talking about that, it has a whole lot of beans on it, but it's one stalk.
Amen.
And out of that one stalk, y'all kind of follow me in my understanding here. You know, in that one stalk, you may get snap beans, you can get string beans, you can get all of that come from that. And then by the time you get to the restaurant or to your house, they'll call it cut green beans because they'll be able to cut the beans up.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
When it's raw, they call it pole beans or green beans.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to prepare it. You have to compare this only with green beans or with snap beans or with, because you can take that same bean and make it pickled. You can pickle that bean.
That's right. Amen.
See, so when you, if you would see that on a picture, you would see this thing coming out the ground, which is like a stalk, but it'll have a whole lot of other beans on there. And I mean, I don't care if it's in China, Europe, Turkey, Egypt, Italy, Spain. It doesn't matter. They, when they start growing, they grow the same way. Is everybody clear? Am I making sense, Pastor? I want everybody to do comparison. It's important that we do the right comparison, because when you're comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's what 1 Corinthians 2 and 13 is saying. You have to compare spiritual. Why? Because we don't speak things of the world, or we don't say do things the way the world compare it. That's not how we do it.
Amen.
That's not how we compare. Now, people do that, but we don't do that. That's way of comparing things.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Bing. You know, and they won't get into what Pastor was talking about in this bushel. I know exactly what she meant when she said that. You know, it's a whole lot of beings. Well, so it is with the spirit. So when we read Galatians 5, which we will do that, if you will, Pastor, let's go to Galatians 5. This is one of our foundational scriptures. He says, but the fruit of the spirit, no S on there, just spirit.
Understand?
You got to get that. He said, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. 23rd said meekness, temperance. Against there is no law.
Hallelujah. Amen. And from the Message Bible, but what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in heart, a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitment, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. Among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindless responding to what everyone else calls necessity is killed off for good, crucified. Amen.
Amen. You see, it says fruit of the Spirit. Not fruits, but a fruit of the Spirit. And he said, it is love. So when you see this bunch of green beans, it's and you may see it processed, and once it go through its process, you may have whole beans. You may have French beans. You may have wax beans. You may even have pickle beans. But all of it came from that same bean.
Amen.
I hope you all getting this the way I'm getting it.
Amen.
Be talking to no farmer. But this is about characteristics, brothers and sisters. The spirit has all these characteristics. Not a lot of spirit. One spirit produce all these different characteristics.
Amen.
So, you know, don't be trying to tell people you got the spirit of God, but then you don't love or you don't, because that's not true. See? So thankful, Pastor, that God let me remember that, what you had said about these beings, see? So it makes a lot of sense when you look at it like that. That same pole bean, when it's raw, I mean, I could probably give you a whole lot of statistics about how much energy you get from it, and how much fat you get, how much proteins you get, how much vitamin D, vitamin B. See, all that stuff. It's inside that green bean, but you look at the whole the thing at a whole. The fruit of the spirit produce all of it, each one of those beans.
Amen.
See, I'm trying
to
do it, and I want y'all to see this. So, as long as you got the spirit of God, you got this stuff.
Amen.
You got
amen.
You got joy. You can't say, "Oh well, they look at me as a wax bean." That wax bean still got the fat. It still got a pro. protein. It still got vitamin A, vitamin B. It had the same stuff in it, even though you changed it. It's the same thing.
That's right. Amen.
I thank you so much for that. Well, the other thing I wanted to make sure that we understood was the fact that the spirit, and then that's how you do your comparison. That's how you compare. Don't be trying to get no pinto beans and try to compare it to a green bean because it says pinto. Because it's beans. You figure, no, these beans are different.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Amen.
So, like kidney beans. People, you know, when you start talking about fiber, for instance, and what portion of these different items have a fiber. Well, if you're talking about fiber, you can get a lot of stuff and start comparing the fiber that's in stuff. But that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So you can't go and get no anything. We're only concerned about spiritual things. And that is like so important. Now, with that being said, please continue to compare spiritual things with spiritual. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. So if you got the Spirit of God, you have love. You have joy. You have peace. You have long-suffering. You do possess and you do demonstrate gentleness. You do and produce goodness.
Yes. Hallelujah.
But the flesh, enemy say, this stuff is in you.
Mm-hmm. Say that now.
Maybe somebody can explain to me, how do you take certain nutrients out of the bean? We were talking about the bean. How are you going to take the vitamin A, the vitamin B, the, I don't know, vitamin C? How are you going to take the stuff out? It's in there.
Yeah.
In its raw form, it's in there.
Amen.
So you can't take it out. Now, of course, you can go and you can probably cook some stuff. I don't know. But we're not there. We're just simply trying to compare spiritual things with spiritual, and we use the beans. And because, I've seen green beans, and when they wax it, it become yellow.
Yeah.
I know.
Amen.
But they string beans,
right.
See? But they string beans.
That's
but
right.
Guess what? Still got the same vitamins and stuff in there.
Yeah. Amen.
And when you're talking about comparison, brothers and sisters, people, they tend to believe that you can be nice to some people and can't be nice to others. No, if you got the Spirit of God, you got to be nice to everybody. That's just for your character. That's who you are. Those are your characteristics. You can't run half a characteristic. I mean, there's probably over 130 variety culture beings that's being, but when you're doing a comparison, you got to compare green beans with green beans, and whatever that produces, what you're comparing. Now, as I share with you about the spirit, it's the same way, brothers and sisters. You're going to that's what it produces. Meekness.
Amen.
Empress.
Yeah.
It's that stuff.
Yeah. Amen.
Not imitation. Not something similar. That's what it produces. The spirit produces love, joy, peace, and long suffering and gentleness. Now, Monday, we're going to go through some of these scriptures rather quickly, but Monday, we did also John, Romans 8 and 7. So let's go to Romans 8 and 7. Evangelist Sharon, are you able to read?
Definitely, yes, Pastor.
Okay, Romans 8 and 7, please.
Okay. In Romans 8 and 7 in the King James, it reads as follows. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God.
Good afternoon.
Okay, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, which is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Amen.
Amen, amen. Answer in the Message Bible. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he's doing, and God isn't pleased being ignored. Amen.
You're going to either be controlled by one or the other, brothers and sisters. I mean, it's just that. What is you being led by? Your spiritual nature? Or your corrupt nature.
All right.
You're going to be led one or the other. There is no, like, in between. 50, 60, 40, 80, no. There is no 40, 60. There is no 80, 20. There is no 70, 30. You're going to either be controlled by one or you're being controlled by the other. Now, if you find yourself going more toward the other, That's the reason you want to pray. That's the reason you want to ask God, Lord, I want to be spiritual. Let me be spiritual.
Hallelujah.
John 1 and 12, we hit on that. John 1 and 12.
Yes, in the King James, John 1 and 12 is as follows. My computer's new, so I apologize. John 1 and 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen.
Amen. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to be their true self, their child of God self. There are the God begotten, not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. Amen.
There was some highlight done on that. Brothers and sisters, you have been begotten by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
The flesh have nothing to do with this. Because you're spiritual. You're spiritual.
Amen.
That's who you are. Someone may ask, how did I become a child of God? because I received him. You recognized that was a gift and you received it. You didn't push it back.
Yeah.
You welcomed it. You engaged with that. That becomes part of you and you part of that life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
For as many as him, to them, not everybody, but those that receive him, and even those that believe on his name, couldn't do nothing else. You're trying to receive him, but you believe. In other words, you act on it.
Yeah. Amen.
The power. You got to have this power. The word is the power. He upholds all things by the word of his power.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me for a minute. When you get the power, then you become the sons of God. Not because you joined the church, not because you're hanging around a bunch of Christians. You know, a lot of folks feel like because they say other things that church people say and they know they're slain, they get all of that. They figure, well, I'm just as much Christian as that person because they're hanging around. Well, I don't know about that because I put my bicycle out in the garage with my car. That don't make my bicycle a car because they're hanging around.
Ooh, hey, man.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, that it doesn't work like that, brothers and sisters. Okay. Tuesday, we slid on into something, and I want to, you want to be filled. I want to say that. You got to want to be filled with the Spirit of God. Romans 9:1.
In the King James, Romans 9:1 reads as follows. I'm sorry, my computer's moving really slow here. Romans 9:1. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. At the same time, you need to know that I carry with me at all times a huge sorrow. It's an enormous pain deep within me, and I'm never free of it. I'm not exaggerating. Christ and the Holy Spirit are my witnesses. Amen.
Amen. We got to speak the truth. And it has to be in Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
And your conscience still a record of that. If you have been born again by the Holy Spirit, we talked about some of the important things. And one of the important things, brothers and sisters, is to make sure you're born again. Acts 1:8, and then we're going to do Acts 1:16. So Acts 1:8, and then do Acts 1:16. We'll couple them together, if you will, please.
Yes, Pastor. Acts 1:8, in the King James, it reads as follows. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. And you said 16 is the pastor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Praise God. Then it reads as follows. Men and brethren, the scripture must be has been fulfilled with the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David before concerning Judas, which was God to them that took Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. From the Message Bible, Acts 1:8. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all over Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the world. And verse 16, friends, long ago, the Holy Spirit spoke to David regarding Judas, who became the guide to those who arrested Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When people, I want to catch you. Actually, we're going to go ahead and do Acts 2 and 33.
Acts 2 and 33 in King James, it reads as follows. Of course, okay. Computers. Alrighty. Therefore, being by the right hand of God, exalted and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, Jesus got raised up, and every one of us here is a witness to it. Then raised to the heights at the right hand of God and receiving the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he poured out the Spirit he had just received. That is what you see and hear. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Now, we don't need to do Acts 2 and 38. We went over that.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 2, 38.
Acts 2 and 38. And the King James reads as follows. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Bible, Peter said, change your life. Turn to God and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so your sins are forgiven. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now, well, why did I take y'all through all those scriptures? Because some people think because they've been baptized that they have the Holy Ghost. People think that way. But, but Paul's a sign. That's all that is. That water baptism was a sign, meaning you did what? You repented. See, when you went in that water, you changed your life. But that don't mean you received the Holy Ghost.
All right.
To get the Holy Ghost, you have to receive it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when he said baptized, he's talking about being baptized with the Holy Spirit after you repent. So that's the way this works. Some of them have been baptized with water already. Some of them had been, and so when Paul saw them, he said, well, then what was you baptized with? They said, oh, John baptism. He said, oh, that was just a sign. That sign to show that you're no longer practicing whatever you was practicing, whoever you were. When you go into that water, that symbolizes that you're no longer practicing that.
Amen, amen.
That's exactly what that does. But it don't go no further than that. That's about all water can do.
Yeah.
So he says,
yeah.
Receive Brother, let me tell you what. The way to receive something, you got to acknowledge that it's there.
Amen. Amen. All right. Mm-hmm.
Don't be trying to receive something and you haven't acknowledged it's there.
Right.
You don't assume it. You don't assume this. You have to receive this.
Yes. Amen.
I know the enemy don't want you to know this, but God wants you to know what the truth is. And the truth of the matter is that God wants us to receive his spirit. This is what was promised to us. This is what was promised. So why not receive it?
Amen.
Then Acts, we'll go there in Acts, because I want you to see this. In Acts 19 and 2. Acts 19 and 2. See, I just don't want to lose nobody's thought, because you got a lot of people out here thinking, oh, man, because they've been baptized in water, that's it. So, no, it's not it. It's the promise that you can receive it, but the only way you're going to get it is to receive it.
Correct. And the King James, it reads as follows. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be an Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible.
I read 3, 2. Read 3
yes.
as well.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Praise God. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the Message Bible, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Did you take God into your mind only? Or did you also embrace him with your heart? Did he get inside you? We've never even heard of that. A Holy Spirit, God within us? How were you baptized then? Asked Paul. In John's baptism. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I want you all to see that whole picture there. When he asked him, he said, have you received? I underline that. You have to receive it. Not ask you, were you baptized with the Holy Ghost? See, people say, oh, well, it's just a play on words. No, it's not. It's not. Well, that's fine.
And I think,
but did you receive that? Remember, as many as received him, to them he gave that Holy Ghost so they could become the sons of God. Let me put a pin right there, too. You know, the book of Acts means the Acts of the Holy Ghost. This is what the Holy Ghost was in all of their lives. And this was an important moment. Paul said to him, so, well, wait a minute. You know, he noticing some things, and it was obvious about some other things. So hey, I want to know, what was you baptized with then? As in John baptism. So Paul had to have a teaching moment here. So then he said, John barely baptized with water of repentance, saying unto the people, they that should believe on him, which should come after him, and that is Christ, Jesus. See, that's spiritual.
But that was just for
repentance, brothers and sisters. So when you're talking about baptism, people telling you they've been baptized, so that's good. I want to know, have you received the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
They received they heard that and they got pricked in their heart. They wanted that thing so bad, they got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, see, that's where a lot of people start religions and these different denominations. It ain't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Just receive.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Ghost is going to do that. John did his baptism with water, but the Holy Ghost is going to do this. Paul had to explain this.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This was pretty much, well, to some people, it was radical. Could have been
mm-hmm.
taught this.
Yeah.
They've been taught it. Like people today, they assume things. But these people, they were totally honest. They were disciples. That's what they were. They were disciples. They was following. But they hadn't been received the Holy Ghost. And Paul could tell it.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're acting like believers and everything, but what was you baptized and how was you baptized and what went on? And they said, oh, we were baptizing John Baptist, which was a big thing, too. So don't get that twisted. That was a big thing to be baptizing John Baptist because everybody feared John. They knew who John the Baptist was.
Amen. Say that.
But anyway, it's about receiving. I'm going to kind of put the brakes on it. And I don't know if anybody had scriptures this week that they would like to share. But if so, we want to leave space right now for that.
Amen.
Good afternoon to everyone. I just wanted to piggyback on your last scripture. I like the way that the messenger brought out. You're not just reading or getting it in your mind. You have to receive it and accept it in your heart. And that's where it lies there. That's where the truth lit up in the lining of your heart where God, where our hidden man was, but that would give us everlasting life. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. And Pastor, I'd like for us to read John 3. That was one of our scriptures. John chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
John 3, yes. In the King James, John 3, 5 and 6, read as follows. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Bell always has a way of getting right to it.
Praise God. Praise
the Lord. Yes, that was perfect.
Yeah. To God be the glory. Amen. So then the Message Bible, John 3, 5, and 6, said, Jesus said, "You're not listening. Let me say it again. Unless the person submits to this original creation, the wind hovering over the water creation, the invisible moving the visible, a baptism into a new life, is not possible to enter God's kingdom. When you look at a baby, it's just that, a body you can look at and touch. But the person who takes shape within is formed by something you can't see and touch, the spirit, and becomes a living spirit." So when Pastor was talking about the spirit, he brought that out last week, that we must be born of the spirit. And,
yes,
so I was just, you know, bringing that out. And we also read John 4, 23 and 24, that also backs that up as well. if we can read that, please. That's John 4, 23 and 24.
In the King James reads as follows.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's our spiritual walk. That's that spiritual man within us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
From the Message Bible. Oh, go ahead. You wanted to say something, Evangelist Sharon?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank God for both you and Pastor Beasley, because, you know, who cares if we have everlasting life? And you guys are so dedicated to spread the word, and that scripture right there just really brought tears to my eyes. The way, you know, our pastor are finding a way to get out to everybody any kind of way about what's really important in our life today. Praise God. I just want to say thank you to the both of you guys. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Praise God. And then from the scripture from the Message Bible, John 4:23-24, it says, it's who you are and the way you live that count before God. I cannot just read that. Just let me say that again. It's who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people the Father is looking out for. Those who are simply and honest, and honest, be themselves before him in their worship. God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their very spirit, their true selves and adoration. So this scripture just ties all that in what Pastor is teaching us about comparing spiritual things with spiritual, and that we have to be spiritual. And I like it when he was sharing with us, probably just last week or so, when he said the Holy Spirit is the only one that will lead us to Christ. So that's how we have to allow the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then it tells us in that verse 23 that, you know, the Father is looking for true worshipers. So if he's looking for true worshipers, that lets you know there are some false worshipers out there. But he's looking for true worshipers, and those that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth. So when you're worshiping him in spirit and in truth, you don't have time for foolishness. You don't have time for all that nonsense. And you want the true word of God. And his word is true. And and I think also Pastor gave us John 6:63, what lets us know. It's the spirit that quickens us. Amen. The words of the Lord quickens our spirit. Because there was a time when we wasn't walking according to the will of God. But now we want to be spiritual, and we want to walk according to the word of God. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
We want his spirit to live in us. Amen. We want the Holy Spirit to live in us. Why? Because that Holy Spirit gonna guide us into truth. Amen.
And direct us. Yes.
That's right. Amen. Amen. So let us remember
because
that.
Start here. Right. The Holy Spirit start working with us here to get us to eternal life. But it has to start here. Why?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The Holy Spirit recognized that's what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people understand that's what God's looking for. He ain't looking for people who paying tithes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think God looking for people who paying tithes. People think God looking for somebody who got a perfect attendance record. God ain't looking for that stuff. He tells you what he's looking for. All you got to do is open up and listen. He's looking for those who worship him in spirit and in truth. And the way you know that is because John 6:63 says, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. So if you're getting that word and just stay there, I'll tell Sal, I don't know who I'm talking to, but the enemy don't want you to have it be in that word. And I fought it, pastor fought it, and I have a couple other people who fought it. For some reason or another, every day at 12 o'clock, Satan's going to find a way to get to you. Because he don't want you in that word.
Yes, that's very true.
Every day, that's his job. He going to find a way to interrupt your service. He going to find a way to interrupt your worship. You know why? Because the enemy know God wants you in his spirit. The enemy know God wants you to worship him in spirit and in truth. So if he can keep you in the flesh... If he can pray to get you in the flesh, that's going to keep you out the spirit. Come on now. I want you to hear that. So he works hard at it. They working overtime on some folks. Now, I tell you, I mean, if for some reason or another, on my job at first, and I just had to make a stand. I'll be honest. I had to make a stand. And I told my job, I said, look here, when y'all hired me, y'all agreed that I could, at 12 o'clock to 12:30, I could do the word at noon. Because they got to the place, for some reason or another, they wanted to call me at 12 o'clock. Not 11:55. 12 o'clock.
Right at 12.
Right at 12. It got deeper than that. If y'all can remember, a few years ago, I mean, I was rapping with that thing, man. And then finally I got real bone. I said, well, what? For Christ I live, for Christ I die. Hey, look here, boss man. Here's where it's going to be going forward. This is who I am and what I'm going to do the word at noon. Now, if y'all want this little thinking job, y'all can have it. No, I wasn't putting up the word of God. I stop it.
And
he still fought. He still fought. And he's going to fight you out too. If you do it to a green tree, he's going to do it. So you're not going to get away because your name is Pastor Bill.
Amen.
You're not going to get away because your name is Renee. You still going to have to deal with it, Renee. Yeah. See? The enemy will find a way to hit you at 12 o'clock. Just be aware of what it is and say, wait a minute, can it really wait? I'm being honest. I don't know why the Lord tell me to tell you this, but that's going to have to come a point in time. You're going to have to say, you know what, can this just really wait? Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a life and death situation. Can I wait for my meds?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say that.
Can I tape it and look at it later? See, it has to be that serious to you. That is, if it's not life or death, hey, let it wait to 12:30. You can wait to 12:30. I'll be right back with you.
Amen.
And then be careful there, because I had a couple of pipes to burst. I know y'all say, oh, this man here. But I'm telling you, I had a couple of pipes to burst right at 12 o'clock. One time I said, Pastor, take care of this. Right at 12 o'clock, Couldn't pick no oven.
Yeah.
Like, why you didn't do it at 8 o'clock in the morning when I got there? That pipe burst at 12, so I had to go operate. I told Pastor, ain't got time, just take care of the broadcast. And thank be to God, I got somebody like a pastor who jumped right in there, don't ask no question. But she was
praise
spiritual.
God.
Now, if she hadn't have been spiritual, she'd got in the flesh.
Why you wait till the last minute? Yeah, say it, Pastor.
Yeah, you waited till the last minute, Pastor. I haven't said anything. I don't know which way you go. I mean, just been all up in the flesh. She wasn't. She was obedient to the Spirit of God. And that's what I'm talking about first. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I know I don't feel no type of way. If the Spirit said, tell Pastor to roll with it. Because I know the Holy Ghost and gave her something.
Amen. Praise God.
Nothing but to go over the same scriptures and highlight one particular point in it. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, brother,
yeah.
When you're spiritual, there's going to be spiritual attributes. There's going to be spiritual consequences.
Yeah.
There's going to be spiritual everything. Everything that goes on in the natural, it goes on in the spirit. But it's so much greater in the spirit because you're being controlled by the Holy Ghost. And since he has control over all of this stuff, it's sort of like your TV. You know, your local news come on. But wait a minute. If you got to break your news, there's a one over top of that local news can break into your Search for Tomorrow, As the World Turns, General Hospital, break it right in, break right in, right on top of it.
Amen.
Shut her down. Yeah. Well, that's what the Holy Ghost, you know, you might be up there watching General Hospital, and the pan jump right in there and take over. Well, same thing with the Holy Ghost. It jumped right in there and said, you know what? Where I need to go. This breaking news. Flash. It break urgent. Breaking news. I need Pastor to say this. If I get her up in there, she going to say this.
Amen.
I know we run a little overtime, but anybody else have any other thing they like to say?
Amen. Praise God.
Make up your mind what you're going to be controlled by, God's word or I lie not, brothers and sisters. We must be controlled by God's word if we're going to have eternal life.
Amen.
Nothing else. Have anything else, Pastor, you'd like to share?
It was a scripture. Let me take it and I'll find it.
Wasn't Romans 8, was it?
Let me see. I think, yeah.
I just messed with you, Pastor. You know Romans 8, 9 and 10.
That's it, 9 through 11. That was it, Pastor. Romans 8.
I'm
going to
leave you alone, Pastor. I ain't going to do you like that. I love you,
but that's
honey. Really.
I love you too, Pastor. But we would like to read that. Romans 8, 9 through 11.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no, really?
Yes, and
King James and reads as follows. You got to say, praise God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of him. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. From the Message Bible. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God dwell in him. Okay, wait a minute, because I dropped down. Let me back that up. Let me start over. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does, as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With his Spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ's. Amen. And that is just beautiful. That lets us know that once
tell us what chapter that was in verse, Pastor.
I apologize. That was Romans 8, verses 9 through 11. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to bring that back out. Amen. Because it's just, you know, beautiful to let us know that we, you know, once we say, here I am, Lord, I want you to do the new thing in me. He's right there.
Yeah.
Welcome that hope.
Right, let me tell y'all the rest of this story. The rest of the story is the enemy tried to cheat Pastor out of this scripture the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to
put
it to that. And she making sure she get the victory and let God let God have the glory. Because instead of we reading Romans 8, 9, and 10, she had went to Romans 10, 9, and 10. Pastor, oh, I'm so sorry, Pastor. And so the next morning she corrected. And now she making sure the enemy know she on top of it. For those who may not know what's going on, and you wasn't there or whatever, I want you to know she got the victory. So praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Praise God. Ooh, yeah, that was. I read it just as nicely, everyone. I was just reading, and then Pastor he come with the scripture, and I said, "Oh my goodness!" Praise God. But I thank God. I got it now.
Thank God too. Oh, she got it now. She got Romans 8:9-11. It's on her. It's in her.
Yeah, yeah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
But thank you again, Pastor, for bringing that out. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Okay. But thank y'all for being with us and staying with us. And we'll see you all tomorrow for the Word at Noon.